Now, say you were walking, these are would be different kinds of questions that, that I'm trying to put you in a situation and just get you to use the phrase maybe you use. Say if you were walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you pick up? You say you, what would you do? You'd probably pick up
a... I would try to fly instead. But I would try, I guess if I would be so inclined as to pick up something, I guess I would pick up the nearest object to me.
And what would you do?
And that might be, I'd run, I'd throw the object and run behind it.
And let's see, if you go to somebody's house and he's not there, whoever answers the door will say, no, he's not.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to indicate home, no, he's not.
At home.
Mm-hmm. And do you drink coffee much?
Not when I'm home. When I worked, I thought I couldn't survive without it.
Can you tell me something about how you make coffee?
Yes. I use 1 tablespoon per cup of coffee that I intend to make if I'm making ground coffee. And I put salt slightly, just a little bit of salt. In my grounds and then shake the container so it gets through. And then perk it by plugging it in.
Now you can, what are some of the things you can, some of the ways you can have your coffee? You can have it how?
You can have it black, you can have it with sugar or without sugar, or with cream, or with cream and no sugar.
Okay, that's pretty. That covered. If you see someone and he's not going away from you, say he's coming straight
to.
Say if you saw someone you've not seen for quite a while, and you were in town, you might say, "This morning in town, I
saw."
Or would you ever say, "Ran across"?
I ran across, right.
That kind of thing. And if a child is given the same name that his father has, you say they named the child.
I don't know who that don't either. Maybe we stay in the house every day, most days.
Would you ever say that the child was named for his father? Or would you say after his father?
Mm-hmm.
The kind of animal that goes around barking at you is
a dog.
Mm-hmm. And what is the call that people usually use to if they want to get their dog to attack another dog or somebody? They usually tell
them. Sick 'em.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did they say to stop it? Just stop.
Right.
Do you have any kind of name for a dog that's say not purebred, but just a mixed breed?
A pedigree? No.
Is it you just call him a mongrel or something?
A mongrel, right.
Say if the dog liked to bite, you'd say the boy was what by the dog? He was
bitten.
Mm-hmm. And you say you got a big dog out and postman or somebody comes up, you might say, you better watch out or you'll get
bitten by the dog.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, in fact, yesterday he did what to the milkman?
He bit or snapped.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever say we had to take the milkman to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever use the expression dog bit, that he was dog bit?
I doubt it. Mm-hmm. I'd say he's bitten by a dog.
He's bitten by a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, again, this is a question that may not be one that might be very familiar to you. What are some of the kinds of animals you might have around on a farm?
A pig.